When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Trying to be the best like no one ever was.
Of course, I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Game Break. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things gaming. And I'm joined by my co-host.
What up? It's his blue to my red, his Gary to my ash. What up, guys? It's Aim on the mic.
So normally this is where we thank anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know, but I think it is time to have a little celebration here on the Get Comfy Game Break, because over the weekend, surprising things have happened.
Pokemon game came out.
Well, that, but an even bigger thing in the Pokemon world.
My dick?
No, because we all know.
That's micro.
That's micro.
Call me Micro Man.
Speaking of micro, it's not really micro. The boy finally did it. Let's just take a moment to celebrate.
No. We can't celebrate. We can't.
Why?
We cannot celebrate.
Why?
Because the man had a busted ass team. What do you mean let's celebrate?
How was that team busted?
Had a Dragonite, had a Gengar, had a Lucario. Had 3 out of the 6 teams of that Pokemon. A Bussy, and the Farfetch'd, it's also, I think that's like a dragon type as well too.
Surfetch'd.
Super Bussy, yeah. I think it's a dragon type as well, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. You played Sword and Shield. You can confirm that. Can you confirm that if that's
Surfetch'd is not? I don't think it's a dragon type. No, it's a fighting type.
Yeah, you have 2 fighting types. So you have a Lucario and a Bussy team. Like, get out of here! Don't celebrate this, man, with a broken ass team.
I'm just saying, the world of...
I mean, if I had 25 years of never aging, I could probably become world champion, but that's besides the point.
You want to talk about a busted-ass team? Let's face it, every Pokemon game you play, your final team to get through, like, the Elite Four, OP as all hell.
Well, no, I don't use those names in Elite Four. I try. When I'm doing the first run, I try not to use any legendaries.
I don't use legendaries. I'm just saying you use like pseudo legendaries, and you really just, you got to appreciate it. Ash Ketchum is now the Pokemon World Champion, beating Leon.
No, but he's not a champion of his own region. He needs to go back to Kanto.
He's champion of the world. He doesn't need his little region. He doesn't need Kanto. He has the whole world in his hands now.
No. Shout out to Bray Wyatt.
He has the world by the Pokeballs.
Wait. Was he that kid singing to John Cena in the steel cage when he was like, he's got the whole world. That creepy kid with the voice modifier, that was Ash. Knew it all connects. And podcast connecting back and forth. We just talked about why it's 6. It's all connecting.
But we're all the connective tissue here.
Yeah. No, don't give this man props. Busted ass team over here. Get out of here. No.
I'm just saying.
No.
It's a great moment.
No,
he's very negative.
No, what do you mean? So what? Now that he's the champ, he is the best. Like no one ever was. Is the series gonna end now? No, because this show is basically a giant commercial to sell Pokemon cards.
You're sour. You've turned into a sour old man.
What do you mean? Yu-Gi-Oh? It's a commercial for the card games. Pokemon is a commercial for card games. Dragon Ball Z. It's a commercial to sell action figures. Like, no.
Your opinion is invalid.
No, my opinion is top tier.
Well, if your opinion is top tier, let's get into the topic of today's podcast. And I know I said whenever we got this information, I'll make a definitive choice.
Because you're not loyal. You can't just look at it and like... Yeah, no, I need to know what it looks like when it's all grow up. You're going to be the worst parent. Your wife is going to be like, do you love your child? I don't know. I need to see him be all grown up, and then I'll love him. That's the type of parent you're going to be. You're
gonna be like, that defines if my child can be a D1 athlete and I can retire. That's what I need to know.
No, your kids will be like 16 years. Dad, I made it to the Little League team. Are you proud of me? Talk to me when you're 18, son.
Hit 50 home runs, then come talk to me. Aaron Judge is out here doing it every single season. You better get out there and be him.
You think Aaron Judge's dad loves him? You damn right, because please look at him. Why can't you be more like Aaron Judge?
He's seen that guy was going to be like 6'11", and was like, yep, I'm in it now. But we got our taste of the starter evolutions. All three stages.
Our league, by the way.
All three starters. We got them all. Let's run it. Let's run the gauntlet here. Go through all three starters, give our opinions on the line, and take it from there.
Take it from there. All right. You want to talk about the grass starter first?
Well, he is number one. On the Pokedex, not in my heart. Not in my heart. Number one in the Pokedex.
Sprigatito's line. No, you said it. You said it.
Yeah, I did. We got Sprigatito's line. It is fully here. It's a thing. And the final evolution, I don't even know.
You were about to say Skarmory. I heard it.
Mioscardada. Scardada.
You got to say Spanish. You got to get that. Come on, you're half Latino,
Mioscrada.
Right?
Mioscrada. I don't know. We're going to go with Mioscrada.
You're Spanish, right? Where's that Spanish root? Come on. Add that little Latino sprinkle to it. Come on.
Don't generalize me, sir. His final evolution is Grass Dark. There were reports that this Pokemon will be bipedal, aka standing up, and we got confirmation.
No one wanted it. No one wanted
the confirmation, but we got the confirmation.
It's literally a grass version of the Firecat from Gen 5.
Firecat? Oh,
Gen 6. Sorry, Gen 5 was the pig.
You're talking about Incineroar.
Yeah, it's basically that.
It basically is. I'm kind of over the grass dark.
Really? This is the first time. Because out of all the dual typings, this is the first time.
Rowlet's line was grass dark. Was that ghost?
No, it was grass ghost.
Okay.
Grass ghost. Because I remember I picked Rowlet.
Can we get out of the dark, spooky, like...
No, ghost? Because like,
not every grass starter needs to be ghost or dark.
Here. I mean, but Sword and Shield was grass fighting. And fair. Sun and Moon was grass ghost. Gen 6. What was Gen 6?
Rowlet. That was ghost dark.
No, that was Gen 7.
What's Gen 6?
Gen 6 is X and Y. No, X and Y.
Oh, I didn't really. Oh, that was the chestnut, right?
Chestnut. Oh yeah, that was the grass fighting, and then it was the.
We don't talk about Snivies. Get that out of here. No.
And before that was Gen 4, which was ground, grass ground, and Gen 3, which is grass. So this is the first time we're getting grass dark, which I'm okay. All three starters are having dual typings in the final evolution. I'm okay with that.
I'm fine with dual typing. Just give me. A little, let's get out of the dark, spooky area.
No,
give me like grass poison. That's pretty cool. I'll go for that. But I do like Sprigatito, which is the second stage evolution of this line. If I had to pick, I'll take Sprigatito and just keep him at Sprigatito for the rest of his life, like Ash does with some of his Pokemon for whatever reason. Yeah, but what do you think of this line? I know this is probably your third one out of all.
Yeah, 100%. I'm not for it whatsoever. I hate it. Like I said, it reminds me of the grass fighting Pokemon from Gen 6. I hate it. I feel like it could have been like a nice lion cat for his third evolution.
I was going to say like a saber tooth would have been cool.
Yeah. But no, they're like, you know what? Let's make him look human.
Yeah, that's a little weird. I know the second stage evolution, Naruto runs. I saw the sprite running around. That was pretty cool. But that's about where I draw the line.
Well, so does your beloved Quagmire, whatever his name is.
We'll get into that. But the next starter, which is the unanimous winner of the generation here, Fuecoco's line.
Let the record say, I have stayed with this guy before we even knew his type, his final evolution and his dual typing. I was there from the start.
You were there from the start. Now,
I'm like you. Oh, I don't know which one I'm going to pick. I'm like, I'm picking the fire one.
You stuck to your guns. I'll give you that. But Skeledridge is the third stage evolution to Fuecoco. I like the line start to finish. I think it's great. You know,
for evolution is small. Goes up, maybe something, and he goes back down to like all fours, which I'm okay. He's like all on fours. He's not standing up.
Yeah. I mean, like, he has for the second stage, Crocolore has a little fire sombrero, which is pretty fun. I like that. That's a cool little thing. That's been the trend with fire Pokemon in these few generations, at least with Incineroar. He had the fire belt because he was a wrestler. Mm-hmm. Now we got a fire sombrero. How times have changed.
Oh, how time has changed. And also, Ghost is my favorite typing out of all the typings. So to have my starter be also Ghost type. Mwah.
Now, for the final stage evolution, there was like renderings like prior to all these leaks and stuff. It would have been cool to have a like fire Tyrannosaurus Rex with like a skull. You know, kind of like what we got, not like a crocodile, but grant you, it's Fuecoco. You know, it lends itself to the alligator crocodile area. But this is a very good line. I really like it. Honestly, every evolution is a hit here. Great stuff. I did see somewhere that this Pokemon is rather slow. Its final evolution base stats are 66 speed, so it's going to be slow, but that's neither here nor there. You kind of expect it.
You expect it, but his health is, his HP is, the max is going to be 412. He's going to be a special attacker, because his special attack is going to be 350.
Yeah, that is true.
You make him a tanky boy with special attack, and then boom.
Yeah, and it has like a special move, Torch Song, which is like its special, like, signature attack.
Whoa.
So yeah, that's cool. I also like, and this is the problem where I had it in Pokemon Legends Arceus, Typhlosion was supposed to have the flames at all times, and it didn't. It looked weird without
it. It was fire ghost,
but same typing as this one, but they kept the flames in his mouth and coming out the sides. Yeah. That's cool. This Pokemon without those flames, I'm not too sure. It would honestly look like a Pokemon you find in the wild. But the flames just add a little more. A little more to the look.
I just hope his ability, because one ability that's announced that he could have is Blaze, which increases the power of fire type moves by 50%. When the ability HP falls below a third of his maximum, and then known in game as End Pinch, I hope he gets Flame Body. So if any physical attack hits him, the opponent person gets burned. So I feel like that's because his flames coming out of his mouth. I mean, like, if you punch him with like focus punch, your hand's gonna be on fire. So give this man Flame Body. I want that.
Now, I don't know if sprites were leaked for the shiny forms of these Pokemon, but if that Pokemon has blue flames coming out of its mouth. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habits. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, Patreon.com/Bleave. B-L. Game over.
Game over. Are you going to, if it's known that he's having blue flames, are you switching sides?
See, this is the thing. You run with this narrative. I just said I like Quaxley's line. I didn't say I'm going for it, but Fuecoco... I said this. I agreed with you. Fuecoco was the starter. I just said I liked Quaxley's final evolution. With water types these past few generations, I haven't really been about it. I really haven't. And you can agree, the last few water evolutions or starters have been pretty bad. Like, I didn't like Sobble's line. That was pretty bad. The one before that was, I want to say the seal Pokemon or whatever? Popplio, I think.
Yeah, Popplio, yeah.
Didn't like that line at all.
That was Water Fairy, though.
Yeah, I guess. But I guess we're talking about Quaxley now. I like this line, start to finish again. Quaxel's a little weird to me, the second stage evolution. But Quaquaval, that's what we're going for. That's the name. I like it. I think it looks cool. Grant you, it runs around like Captain Jack Sparrow. Does that look...
He runs like Naruto.
No. He runs around like Captain Jack Sparrow. But he's the dancer Pokemon, and it is water fighting. Which, I like the typing.
It's a cool typing. Like, our buddy Joe said that it's a water Blaziken.
It is. And that's what I like about it. I think it looks cool. Is it speed up there? It's 85, but it's an attacker with a base set of 120, max of 372.
Yeah, his speed isn't so... for Coco's Jet Evolution, speed was slow. His HP, I think it's same, 374. I think it's the same as for Coco's.
Yeah, HP is 374 max.
374. Oh, no, for Coco's max is 412.
Oh, okay.
So, like I was telling you off screen, that the past couple of the, generations, wherever there was a dual typing with fighting, it's been perfect for competitive. Granted, I do little to none competitive play in Pokemon. I don't know about you. If I'm playing against friends, I will be competitive. I will do the EV trainings. I don't know what IV training is. I know EV trainings. I'll do that, and I'll walk the floor. We are looking at its moves right now, and even though it is a fighting-type Pokemon, it only learns 1-2 fighting moves and learns more flying moves.
Which, I mean, it's a duck, so, I mean, hey, it's gotta fly. You gotta let it fly. But, aside from what Sprigatito's doing, I think that was a given as far as that line. Everyone kind of wrote it off. Quaxley's line was very much up in the air, and I think it did fairly well. I like it. Honestly, I would fully evolve Fuecoco and Quaxley. Sprigatito, second stage evolution, will keep you there. You'll do fine. Grant you, it's just all bipedal stuff. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't like how Pokemon are standing up, and it kind of just seems like all these Pokemon were, besides Quaxley, were four-legged, you know, and they kind of just shifted into humans, which, you know, is really weird. But, as far as the rest of this generation goes, we were kind of talking about this. I think this generation across the board has better Pokemon, just like better looking Pokemon than most. I mean, of course, the Pokedex is comprised of a decent amount of older gen Pokemon, but
whenever Sword and Shield, I'm sorry for cutting you off. I apologize.
No.
Because literally I just had a flashback when we talked about Sword and Shield. I remember when they said, oh yeah, we're not going to add all 800 Pokemon, and the Pokedex is going to be in half, and everyone lost their shit about, do you remember that? Like, everyone was losing their shit. And now in Generation 9, they're not adding all 800 adds, and no one's losing their shit now. Do you think because they're adding good amount of Pokemon from previous generation into it, or do you think everyone's just suffice with, okay, you got to get it, we're not going to have all 890 Pokemon?
I think, like, for the most part, they included the Pokemon that everyone likes. Of course, there's going to be people that are, like, diehard, insert whatever Pokemon's name that isn't mentioned here, fans. Like, they're going to be...
Poochyena.
Yeah, sure. And everyone's going to be like, this is a travesty. Poochyena ain't in this game. But I feel like this generation, like I've said, is doing better with other Pokemon.
Oh, 100%. I feel like you hit a lot of good Pokemons, and then all the Pokemons that people think, oh, it's cute, they're having in there as well. Like I was telling you, I was upset we're not getting an Eevee evolution. Come on, Game Freak. Give me a ghost Eevee. Just give me a brick, and I'll just throw it at the Eevee. Make it a ghost. A lot of them are good, and then some of them, the regional forms, I don't know how I feel about that. Because like, you said that Tentacruel's regional evolution, literally, it becomes ground grass, and he's just like Squidward. He's basically Squidward.
Yeah, I don't get what they're doing there. I like the innovation, but like, there's also other Pokemon that could do for a regional type, and it's just... I just don't see why they're doing it to those Pokemon, but who am I? Who am I to get in the way of that?
But I told you that I was saying that I wish Cloyster had a regional form.
Yep.
Over here. And one Pokemon who I think before, you know, regionals go off tournament, I think the number one Pokemon that's gonna be busted is gonna be Tinkuffed, the Fairy Steel.
Yes.
Because we were talking about it, because the only weakness to Fairy is steel, and the only steel weakness is to fire, so it's not going to be super effective. It's not going to be two times weak. It's going to be half of that, since it's not fully fairy and it's not fully steel. So I think that's going to be bussy. That's my new saying, by the way. Bussy.
Bussy. Bussy. Now,
sounds like a big mouth.
Exactly. I do like these other forms of Pokemon, like Tyranitar. We got Hariyama, Delibird.
Oh, I love how people are looking, like, some people are naming it, like, Iron Hands for Hariyama, or Iron Thorns, or Rolling Moon. Can these be the official names, please?
Yeah, so I don't think, at least what we're looking at right now, doesn't have the official name for these. And we're talking about the Paradox forms for these certain Pokemon. But running down the list, you have Paradox Forms for, we're going to go Domphan, Jigglypuff. I do not know. I want to say this Amoongus. Amoongus, you know?
Amoongus? Oh,
kids,
you want to play Amoongus?
Kids are fans of that. Misdreavus, Volcarona, Magneton, Domphan, Delibird, Hariyama. I always get this one. I don't know. Hydreigon? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the three-headed dragon?
Yeah. Tyranitar, and it looks like those are all... Oh, then Salamence and Gardevoir. Now...
And which is... Well, they don't have Tauros on this, even though Tauros...
Yeah, we did get Tauros as well. I love Salamence's form here. Love it. I'm very much all about it. The Paradox form for him is just straight fire.
I like I was telling you, I wish this was his Mega Evolution, because I didn't like his Mega Evolution.
Yeah, that's the thing that I'm kind of weirded out about, but I do want to say, though, it's going to be interesting to see how they, like, did we ever get official confirmation on how you get Paradox Form Pokemon, or are they just, like, in raid dens or stuff like that?
As of right now, we have no confirmation how.
Yeah. That we're getting it. Now, I do want to talk about this generation's, what appears to be, the pseudo-legendary dragon-type Pokemon, Frigibax.
Oh my god.
I love this Pokemon.
I love his name, Frigibax. Look how cute he is. Yeah, look at that.
And then he turns into, which I am on the page, but Bexcalibur. Now, people were comparing this to, like, Godzilla, which I think is great. That little spine on the back looks pretty cool. It's dragon ice. But does that make it double weak to fairy, though?
No, fairy's not super effective against ice.
There we go. Okay, yeah,
fairy's only super effective against dragon. And ice is only super effective against dragon, so ice would not be killing this in one shot because it's dual typing, so it does half the damage of it. So, and since it's also ice, it's Fairy's the one who do half of it. So this might be everyone's go-to dragon type Pokemon.
It might be, and I'm gonna go for it for sure.
You're not gonna go for Salamence?
I'm gonna be a dragon type trainer.
We do have a lot of dragon types this region. So is all your all six Pokemon's gonna be Dragon for you, and then there's gonna be Quaxly.
Yeah, just gonna be Quaxly, just waddling out there. He's my he's my mainstay. I gotta be loyal to him.
You don't want to evolve him. You just keep him as Quaxly. So every time you summon him out, he just did a little hair flip.
I think that's a like an undiscovered art, is not evolving your starter. Everyone's just quick to the gun to evolve their starter, get to the end of the race. But how about you finish a Pokemon game with like a level 92 Quaxly?
Are you going to do this? Are you going to keep your Quaxly? You
said I did that with a Turtwig a while back. I have a Turtwig somewhere because I love Turtwig. Like that's one of my top Pokemon ever.
Turtwig is the wish equivalent to Venusaur.
Hey, don't talk about him like that. He's got feelings.
No, I don't give a fuck. I'll punt him. Be like, yeah.
But honestly, I have like a level 72 Turtwig in one of my Pokemon games, and I love him for that. He's a tank. He's a brutal, striking boy.
Also, but, we also haven't seen the other legendary Pokemon that are in this game besides the two from the box cover. Are we not going to get like the trio legendaries? I think it's right here.
I about to say, I think these are the three. Woshin, Sheen Gao, and Ting Lu.
Woshin
are these official names? Maybe?
Maybe not. I don't know.
One of them looks like a freaking snail.
Yeah, one looks like a snail, one looks like a saber tooth. And the other one just looks like he has a ball on his head.
Yeah, so... but he looks like a weasel. He looks like a weasel with the Fu Manchu mustache. And the other one looks like a bull.
You did not stop.
Yes, he does. Zoom in on him.
No. We're going to get canceled. This is the day we get canceled.
No, look at... Zoom in. He's a weasel. He's a weasel. And if you look at his face, I don't think those are teeth.
Yeah.
I don't think those are teeth.
I can't believe you said Fu Manchu.
Dude, that's the name of it. That's the name of the mustache. Don't get twisted here. Who's this guy? Chi Yu? Is that a legendary? This little dark fire
Chi Yu? I mean, it is dark like that, the rest of it.
Is that a legendary?
I think it could be like the shaman, like the mythical.
I'm about to say, that's a very unintimidating legendary.
Shaman was unintimidating.
Yeah, but like it looked, they had a little spice to it, you know? It had a little thangity thang.
What Pokemon from this new region are you gonna have? One Pokemon. Because we're not gonna go through the whole six.
We said one Pokemon. Get this out of the way, Latronk is still on my team, confirmed.
No, that's besides the point. Everyone knows you're gonna have Latronk, that you're not gonna evolve him.
I like Frigibax. I like that whole line.
Which one's Frigibax?
The dragon ice type.
Oh, right. Well, you already said that. All right, pick something else. Oh,
you didn't tell. Are you fishing for an answer, or are we just...
No.
I'm about to say, he wants me to say a certain Pokemon. I'm sifting through this. I like the Fairy Steel Tinkaton that you were talking about, which is cool. Yeah, bussy, whatever you young kids are saying nowadays. I don't know. I do like... Oh, no, here he is. Mass Shift. The other... He is number, at least on this one, he is 196. He's a dark-type dog Pokemon. Now, you were going Fido. Like, that was your boy whenever he first got unveiled.
I might put Fido off for adoption. 196.
Damn, cold world. Cold world we live in. But yeah, I like... this is what I'm saying. I normally would never go for a Pokemon like this, but me being a soft dog owner, you know, this fits the bill. This fits the bill perfectly. Dark type, sure, let's go for it. I'm rocking with them.
You're not going to go for that Doughboy?
Let's talk about that, because we were talking about his evolution, and something ain't right here.
Something ain't right here, Chief.
No, it's not, because Fido was obviously the fairy type who was a little doughboy. But his evolution. Dashbun.
Dashbun. Somebody burned them up in the oven.
Someone put this dog in the oven, and now it is fully cooked. What's going on here? This is your Pokemon. What's going on here?
Yeah, you got it. You know how to get a slow bro, you need a Seldar to bite his tail. With a slow king, you need Seldar to bite slow bro poke on the head. You gotta put Doughboy in the oven for a little bit, and then boom, he comes out all cooked in the wall.
It has an ability, well-baked body, which makes it immune to fire-type moves and defenses sharply boosted.
Yep, you put him in the oven. That's what you get. He gets immune.
Prosper creativity. This isn't like Pokemon making a garbage bag of Pokemon, so props to them.
I mean, at least we don't have an ice cream or a keychain or a pile of garbage this generation.
That's true. Questionable means here.
The Pokemon I want to go for that I didn't say, it's going to be Empen, the Dark Fairy, 285, okay. If you want to look at it.
Yeah. Scrolling down.
If I want a Dark type, because my usual Dark type Pokemon is Skorupi, and Skorupi isn't in this game.
Yeah.
So, which I'm kind of upset about. I was a big fan of. You know what? Bad Pokétex. Skorupi's not in this game.
I was going to also say, let's talk about the unseasoned chicken Pokemon here. The most salt and pepper Pokemon I've ever seen. Tandem Mouse, number 71. And its second evolution, Mouse Hold.
I showed you that one.
You did show me this. Now, this is a normal type Pokemon. It's just two. Like, I could draw this Pokemon. I could decide on a random Tuesday.
Wait a minute. So, at level 25, right?
Yeah.
Depending on the gender, I'm assuming. At level 25, you can evolve into a family of three of four.
I can't believe this is a Pokemon. They literally said, this is definitely like last minute, like we need to pad the Pokedex. Bro, what could we do? And they're like, you know what? Let's make a little mouse family. Three of them or four. Copy the sprite. Grant you, Dugtrio and all that, Magneton, like sure. But at least there was some creativity there. Whatever this is, not it. Not about it.
Oh my god, honestly, if you look at the stats, oh my god, I'm crying.
It's horrible. It's literally duty. Its only thing is speed at 111, which
make a wish, 111.
No. It's genderless. That's what it says right there. It's genderless.
Mm-hmm. Don't identify what gender it is.
That's what it says right here. This is a website. This is your weird, sketchy Pokemon website that you've given me.
Don't give it genders. What do you want from me?
Hey, I'm just a free man. But any final thoughts on this generation?
Like I said, I like it. There's some dope Pokemons. Like I said, for the last couple generations, I'm excited to play this game and get my hands on it more and more since it came out this week. I can't wait to play with you and all our friends because it's an open world game. I can't wait to give you that smoke. And I hope you're going to say something. I'll let you say it because I feel like you're edging to say something. But before you say that, I want to say if this game is open world, I hope we get double battles. Like me and my friend versus you and your friend in the open world 2-on-2. So me and my friend can give you and your friend the smoke. Because everyone knows, ain't nobody better than a super Pokemon party than me. Go. What were you going to say? Say what you're going to say.
Just to kind of set the record straight here, I'm going Fuey Coco.
But it's official. You're going
official for business, Fuey Coco.
What about Quaxly? What about your Dapple boy?
I feel like that's going to be a Pokemon I can obtain through nefarious means via trading with somebody.
Wonder Trade?
Yeah, I think I can get that. But
it's not the same, but it's not the one that you picked on your journey. Speaking of journey, before I know we're running out of time. Can we get one Pokemon where we don't go to we do not go to Professor's house and get a Pokemon? Like, can we just find one that's running around and be like, that's our starter? I want to play a Pokemon game where you could pick the starter and you're not stuck to the three generic starter Pokemon.
Legends Arceus is almost that, but...
It's almost that, but you still get the three starters.
Yeah. Maybe the next one. What if they pick another legendary and just be like, Legends, insert legendary's name here.
Legends of Ditto.
Yeah. Who knows? Never. No one really classifies Ditto. It's underrated
Ditto is the original genderless Pokemon.
Ditto is the breeding Pokemon. We all know it. Let's just call a spade a spade.
Okay, so let's call a spade a spade. If a Ditto transforms to a female, would you have sex with it?
Listen.
No, yes or no? No, listen, yes or no?
If a what Ditto, female are we talking?
No, any female one. If you had a Ditto, you captured it, it's yours.
And no,
you
that's suspect. It. That's suspect. That is completely shady business that I'm not willing to pretend.
No, you gotta say it, because Ditto has those little dotted eyes. What do you mean,
though? That's the thing. It's gonna have the derpy face. I'm gonna be like, hold on, you're a Pokemon. Why would I do this? This is wrong. No, I'm not involved. I'm not involved. Keep it where it is. I'm gonna put it back in the daycare. Back in the daycare. Keep it there.
I'm trying to expose Kev right now. So you're telling
me. I'm on my guard today. I'm up.
So you're saying, you know, if anyone,
catch me lacking.
Yeah, if your favorite WWE superstar be like Ditto.
No.
Chance for.
It's like, imagine Rhea Ripley with like the Ditto eyes. It's offsetting to the max degree. But yeah, I don't know.
I'm done.
Wrapping up before it gets any further off the rails. You can catch the Get Comfy Game Break, Get Comfy Lowdown, and Get Comfy Podcast every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course the Bleav Network. I've been Kalo, joined by the one and only.
Pass, I'm not. Oh, God.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.